Jeez, you're really going to town on those grapes. I am hungry now that you mention it. Hand me a couple. You know, they always talk about how the bride and groom barely have a chance to eat on the day, but the wedding party is pretty busy too. Hair, makeup, pictures. I barely had a chance to eat dinner before we had to get back up to do our speeches. I think the dancing is what really did it, though. How did I not know you were so good at dancing? We've known each other for like 4 years. Still, you think it would have come up in conversation at some point. You're even good at the slow stuff. Your speech was amazing, by the way. Very funny, which is unusual for you. you're all right. You have your moments. I'm just kidding. Really, though, it was funny and tender in a way I wasn't expecting. You don't really get that from best man speeches very often. No, I mean it. I'm not making fun of you this time. It was very sweet. I had no idea you and Elliot were so close growing up. Here. Give me another grape. It really was beautiful. Of course I cried. Are you serious? Don't make fun of me. Our best friends are in love and they just got married. I am not always crying. You saw me cry one time. Allie and I had just finished the notebook. What do you want from me? Well, excuse me for being moved by devotion. Whatever. People cry at weddings. At least I'm not a cold-hearted monster. I am not soft. You have no idea what you're talking about. So you're telling me when you see your future wife walk down the aisle, you're not going to shed a single tear? Bullshit. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Okay, bet on it. If you manage not to cry on your wedding day, I don't know, buy you guys your first dog or cat or whatever. But when you do cry, you have to build a bookshelf against that wall in my office. Fair enough, I might not be living there whenever you get married. Just plan on building me a bookshelf at some point. Shake on it. Deal. I don't know. I might get married someday, but I'm not putting any pressure on it right now. And yes, if I do, I probably will cry because, like I said, I'm not a monster. Oh yeah? You think you know me so well? All right then. Feed me a grape. I said, feed it to me. Good boy. Oh, you're speechless now. That's a first. Well, while I have you think you have me all figured out. But I have news for you. Just because we're friends doesn't mean you know every little thing about me. And you think you're so chill. Do you want to know what I observed today? You've been doing your very best to avoid Todd all afternoon, which is strange since he's the groom's brother and he's in the wedding party. And you couldn't seem to stop glancing over at us while I was talking to him earlier today. And if cutting into our dance wasn't obvious, well, I'll tell you what is obvious. We haven't had a single conversation all day where you weren't watching my mouth. You want to know what I think? I think you're a jealous little brat looking for some attention. And I think you need to be taught some manners. Does that sound about right? Well, I should probably get going. If you decide you need a teacher, I'm in room 520. Well, look who it is. That didn't take long. Would you like to come in? Okay, but if I let you in, there are going to be some rules. From now until you leave my room, if I ask you a question, the answer is, yes, mistress. Do you understand? Good boy. Come on in. I haven't had a chance to change. I thought it might take you a little longer to make up your mind, but as it is, I'm glad you're here. Could you help me with my dress? Here, in the back, there's a little clip before the zipper. Be gentle, sweet boy. Yes, what? Yes, mistress. Very good. That's better. I love that dress, but it's so nice to feel the air on my skin. I didn't say you could touch me yet. I'm teaching you manners, remember? Let's just put these hands behind your head where they can't get into any trouble. I will kiss you though, if that's okay. You're a good kisser. Right. Now get on your knees for me, baby. Good job doing what you're told. Oh, before I get too carried away, we can stop and you can leave whenever you want to. Okay, sweetheart? Good. Now take off your shirt. I told you you didn't know what you were talking about. Just because I'm soft and sweet out there doesn't mean I can't take charge. Help me with my shoes, will you? Haha, yes, you can touch me to get them off. Thank you, baby. Now, I have been on my feet all day, so I think I'll have a seat over there. I love that hotel rooms always have these random armchairs. Does anybody ever really use these, or do they just throw their suitcases on them? It feels so good to get off my feet. I have to be honest with you. I wasn't sure you'd come. No, I knew the attraction was mutual, but you get such a kick out of being a pain in the ass that I thought you'd leave me hanging. I'm so glad you didn't. And the way that you're looking at me right now, on your knees for me, wrapped, it makes me want to touch myself like this, right over my panties. You like that? I can see that you do. But you're being so good, waiting for permission to touch yourself, to touch me. I'm so proud of you. I think I'd like to see how much you like it. Would you like to show me? Oh, that's beautiful. Look at you. Do you want to know what I taste like? Come here. Take my panties off for me. Good boy. Oh, please, mistress. I love the way that sounds. Come and have a taste, baby. just like that. You like that sweet little pussy, baby. Oh, you're good at that. Fuck. Baby, just like that. Oh, just like that. Oh. I thought I was just gonna give you a taste, but if you keep going like that, I'm gonna come. Come on your face, sweet boy. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Keep going, just like that. Oh, you're doing so good for me. Stop. Oh. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Oh. Did so well for me. I think we should take these off now. Don't you? Go lay on the bed and wait for me, okay? Are you comfy? Would you like to keep going? I'm glad to hear it. You're a much better student than I was anticipating. I'm just gonna climb up on the bed with you. Right here, between your legs. Oh. Aside from those little slip-ups in the beginning, your manners have been impeccable. I think you deserve a reward. I just want to hold you in my hand. Feel the weight of you in my palm. Look at that. Do you like when I stroke you nice and slow like that? Pre-cum beads at the tip like that. Just waiting for me to lick it off. You can move your hips, baby. Move your hips while I suck on it. Yeah, I can use my hand too. You just lay back while I take care of you. What is it, baby? You want to be inside me? I don't know. Have you been good enough? Oh, you think so? Did you bring a condom? Right over here in your pants pocket. Hang on. I'm prepared. Good boy. Of course I'll put it on for you. Let me just get on top. Hi. Yes, sweetheart, you can kiss me. So good to rub my clit on this thick dick. Oh. You can touch me, but I want to torture you a little bit longer. Just rubbing myself along your shaft. Line your head up with my pussy, but not quite letting you in. Okay. Just tip first. Ah. Let me stretch around you. Oh my God, you feel so good. Oh, a little more. Yes. Slow, just like that. You want more? Pull me down onto you. Move with me. Fuck. You feel this pussy so well. This cock is mine. Tell me this cock is mine. Good boy. I'm gonna fuck this cock until I come, okay? Yeah. Oh. Close, baby. Wait for me, baby. Wait. Wait for me while I touch this clit and ride your cock until I fucking come. Yes, you can come, baby. Come with me. Come with me. Come. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh. Oh, you did so good for me. Here. Come lay down on me. Put your head right here on my chest. Do you feel good? Good. Here. Drink some water for me. Yeah. Yeah, I had a feeling for a while. I don't know. Alice brought me into your friend circle and I didn't want to mess with the group dynamic. Yeah, well, weddings are like that. Being surrounded by love makes people brave. I'm glad too. No. Nothing's going on with Todd. You don't have anything to worry about. You are my one and only good boy.